Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister and your host, Violetta. If you are confused and curious why right now there's a new episode on a Wednesday, not even Wednesday morning, it's like randomly plastered in the middle of the day on a Wednesday, it's because I randomly just had an idea. What if I created a series called Violetta's Diary, and it aired every Wednesday for my premium podcast listeners? The premium podcast is available in the link in the bio, and it's also available basically supercast.almostadulting.com. Aside from already the extra episodes that you get a week on Saturdays, and you get to watch in video most of these episodes, you will now get an extra episode on Wednesdays. So why not? That is why I decided to share the episode that I just recorded, which is just my thoughts of my diary. And I wanted to still share part of it with you guys on the regular podcast. If you like what you're listening to, make sure to subscribe to the premium podcast. If you want to hear the beginning of today's episode, make sure to subscribe to the premium podcast. If you want to see the episode in video of Sheena from Vanderpump Rules and everything we discuss, and no ads ever, then make sure you subscribe to the premium podcast. Anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoy my little short episode today, which is all about how to create a vision board and why I decided to make one. And except that, I'll see you tomorrow for a brand new Thursday episode on the regular podcast of Almost Adulting. Love ya. I don't know if you guys ever done this, but I have talked to my podcast before about vision boards and things like that, but I've never actually done one. I've done before with writing, but I kid you not, I think a vision board that's visual actually works. And I'll tell you why. I've never been a believer in these things ever. I've done vision boards where again, I write things down, but I didn't actually believe in it. And then I forget about it after a while. And then eventually when I go back to that board and I look and I'm like, Mary Harry Styles, that never happened. This is bullshit, you know? Or I had one on my vision board a while back, like meet Chelsea Handler. And then last year felt like everyone else met Chelsea Handler except me. I mean, granted though, she did follow me on TikTok. So technically, virtually, I did meet her because she only follows like 30 or 40 people on TikTok. So that was a step forward, but I did feel like everyone else met her last year except me. So that is why I believe that there is something to a vision board. And as much as before, I thought it was a joke. The beginning of the year in January, I got a magazine from Neiman Marcus or Chanel, I don't know, but it was a Chanel magazine, which I don't even know who sent me that or why, because I'm not a frequent buyer in Chanel. Like, I do not have a billionaire husband. Like, I'm busy paying my mortgage. I don't go around buying, you know, $5,000-$6,000 bags. But I got this magazine from Chanel and I said, oh, I'll keep this so I can look at it and I can manifest a Chanel bag. Like, that's what I told myself. So then I ended up putting it kind of in front of my bed, under the TV, this Chanel magazine with the Chanel bag on there. And every morning when I woke up for a week, without even doing it on purpose, it was accidental, I would wake up and the first thing I would look at was the Chanel magazine that was in front of my bed underneath the TV. And within the first 2 weeks of January, I had a brand randomly reached out to me. And sorry that I'm laughing, but this is exactly what I'm talking about, where I just misspoke a sentence. And I was just like, okay, cool. Let me remember the time stamp to cut this out. But then I laughed because I'm like, Novi, you said you will not do it. It's very hard for me. I'm not going to lie. That I'm going to kill myself right now. Like, knowing that I said a sentence wrong and corrected myself and that's going to stay in the recording is killing me. Is that called OCD? I don't know. I think it's called being human. Okay, anyway. So in those 2 weeks that I kept waking up, just looking at the magazine without thinking twice, randomly, in the first 2 weeks of January, a brand reached out to me and was like, hey, we basically have a membership for designer bags and jewelry and diamonds and things like that. We'd love to work with you. We would love to send you a bag you can keep if you work with us. And lo and behold, I go on their website and they have like 50 pages of Chanel bags that they rent out and that if it's available, I can keep. Not all 50 pages, just one. And I couldn't believe it because that was A, very random, because I just started getting into clothing, lifestyle type of creator stuff. But within the first 2 weeks, maybe even within the first week, no, maybe the first 2 weeks, but within the first 2 weeks of January of me just waking up and looking at this magazine, I ended up getting an opportunity where someone offered me a Chanel bag and I ended up picking a $6,000 limited edition Chanel bag. That's pink. And I've posted about it before. And that's from that brand that they didn't even know I existed. I don't know how they found me, but they found me. So it's kind of like the whole thing with manifesting that we all say is bullshit. Sometimes it's really not bullshit, because a lot of times when we want something, we think, well, how am I going to get there? Like, that's impossible. How would I even get $1 million in my bank account? So you start to think about the how versus you just keep telling yourself, I will have this. I have this. And what I did was I just kept looking at a Chanel bag. I wasn't thinking, how will I get it? Do I need to make money to get it? Do I need to trick a man into falling in love with me for him to buy it for me? Like, how do I get it? But instead it was just, oh, I guess the other thing I was doing, I was looking on used websites like The RealReal and other sites for Chanel bags, just to online window shop. Like, I wasn't actually planning on buying anything, but I would heart the bags that I liked with no intention of buying them. I wasn't even trying to spend even $500 on a Chanel bag, which would be fake, by the way. I wasn't doing that. So I was hearting them. So I was doing that. And I was waking up every morning seeing the Chanel magazine. And 2 weeks later, someone offered me a Chanel bag. So it happened. And with that being said, now we are ending February, which is so insane to me. It makes me want to die. I hate how January goes by so slow. And the next thing you know, it's effing April. And another year is gone. I don't know. Anyway, we are ending February, we're entering March, and I don't want to do that thing where I already forget about my goals or whatever I want, or I don't believe that I could achieve anything because I'm like, how will I even achieve that thing? Like, how do I get there? I don't want to ask the in-between. So I decided, why not actually try to create a vision board? I've had it now on my to-do list for the last couple of weeks. And I constantly put it in the back of my to-do list. And I'm like, oh, I have other things to do. But today I said no. just start a small part of it. So here's what I did. First, I went on Amazon and on Etsy and I Googled vision board clip art and picture books. Vision board book. It girl vision board. Things like that. So, oh, and I went on Pinterest. And on Pinterest, I wrote different keywords to the type of vision board I want. And that gave me kind of inspiration. But then I will say, I'm surprised, but going on Etsy and Amazon, they literally have, if you're not as creative as myself when it comes to things like this, because you, I don't know, sometimes I don't know where to start or how. On Amazon and Etsy, they genuinely have like these books and they're filled with 600 or more pictures and affirmations and words, but mostly pictures. And then, you know, you get to cut out the things that you like and you get to put on your vision board. Then I also purchased a vision board on Amazon. My only issue is, and I've never learned my lesson, is that I never look at the measurements of anything. So as usual, I guess what I think measurements are, and I ordered my vision board thinking it's going to be like a small square, because I don't really have that many dreams, I'm not going to lie. And it's like, it's the size, it's half of my wall. Like it is so large. I don't understand why I did that to myself. I always do this. I order things, furniture, and they're like too small or too big. And now I did that with my vision board. And you think it would be so simple. I can just Google, what is this inch, this times this actually mean? What does that look like? No, I don't do that. Because I always am like, I'll figure it out when it comes to me. And then it comes to me and I'm like, shit, it is way too big. Said no girl ever. Just kidding. I'm sure some girls have said it. Not me. Not me. All right. And we are going to stop right there. Before I take it too far, if you want to hear the rest, you have to go to my premium Almost Adulting podcast, which is on supercast.almostadulting.com. And you can find the link in my bio and in the description of today's episode. But I do encourage everyone not only to date guys with big penises, but to also try doing a vision board with me. I'm just slowly starting. It'll be cool if we all did it together. I would love to hear your thoughts and I would love to hear about your process. So DM me. I'm Violet Benson. Okay. Love you, besties. Bye. Don't forget to subscribe to my premium podcast. Okay. Bye.